So we're at that point in the day. We're delighted to welcome our eighth artist slot today, and it is John O'Connor from Custy's Music, Traditional Music Shop in Ennis. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello, Clee. How's life? Maybe not an artist, a shopkeeper, well, a businessman.
Ooh, that's a great start. Well, do you know what? You have to be an artist to be able to engage like you do with everyone who walks in the doors of your shop. I was just thinking this morning, I'm often saying I must run into Custy's to get something and coming out 40 minutes later, walking a foot taller with all the knowledge and exchanges that would come from yourself inside the shop or past or whoever you'd happen to meet about festivals or new CDs out or music, John.
Yeah, no, look, you're very kind with your words, but we get only really nice people crossing the threshold of this shop, and that makes it so easy. And I suppose, you know, our involvement with musicians, it's so special because yeah. I suppose the shop is a kind of a hub.
Yes.
The shop is a welcoming place for anybody, but especially musicians, and we have a lovely kind of involvement with musicians.
A connection, a social connection as well.
Well, it is. It's a social connection, but I suppose, you know, it's also a kind of it's also a business connection, okay, and that helps both of us, okay, because musicians, especially full-time musicians, they need to survive, okay? Mm. And I suppose we go a little way in helping them along that road.
I'd say you go a little bit further, because Custy's, I would say, is a household name in Ireland, but any around the world, really, John, as well, because there is that, it isn't just a shop, there is that holistic thing that goes on in it, as you say, that connection with the musicians when you go in. It can be a place where it's the in place to be, even to go in, because you never know who you meet. But as you're walking down the street of Custy's, when you walk through the gates, or in through Dunn's there, and you come out onto O'Connell Street, and you are met with the music coming through the airwaves as you're strolling up the street. That's before you even enter the shop. And then in the shop itself, the activity that's going on between looking at the merchandise and CDs and everything, and all the classes and everything going on upstairs. There's so much interaction and connection with the staff and everybody who walks in the door, isn't there?
Yeah, look, I suppose, Clee, anyone involved in the shop, especially Francis, who founded it maybe near on 29 years ago now, it's very special. I like the idea of the music going out in the street as well, because mm-hmm. before you hit the threshold, okay, you have that welcoming waft of music mm-hmm. down the street. And I think it's very important. I've seen, especially musicians like yourself who had an album out recently, Beneath mm-hmm. the Hedgerow. Let me push your name now.
Good man. A beautiful album of good
music, Claire. But I've seen people before, people who have new albums out. And I suppose what we do, first of all, we break the ice and said, this has gone out to the streets of Ennis and see what the critics of Ennis think about it now. Mm-hmm. But many of the time I've seen people, when they walk down the street and hear their music for the first time, they sit in the stone outside and they just say, oh my God, I'm mortified. But there's something really nice and welcoming for musicians like that. And, you know, that's a lovely kind of special feeling they have, and that we have as well.
Very special, and I've actually musicians have actually said that to me, so that is extremely true. And the other thing that I was thinking about this morning that you've always done as well, when you have somebody special visiting, or one of the musicians, as you say, that has released an album, this beautiful touch of when you would have them in the shop, you would take a video of them. This is going back now before last year, we'll say, and you would have this video clip coming up, which is just another dimension again that was some anonymous with yourselves that you did.
Well, yeah, it's a lovely dimension. We started doing that in the old shop. Now that's over 15 years ago.
Yeah.
But I suppose when you're looking at the business of advancing music and trying to get people to buy it, it's just another little strata that helps the musicians. So we get musicians in here, we sit them down, and it's very kind of organic now, as you say.
Yeah.
And it's a first take, and there's no edits in this. Yeah. But I think the nice thing about it too, apart from maybe the selection chosen by the musician to play, is just the talk. And like, I've learned so much from these musicians, and it's very easy, you know, when someone feels totally at ease in an environment like this, just to get their feelings across and what really makes them tick as regards music. And as I say, it's an experience for me, because I just pose a few questions and just let them ventilate their views on the world and on music. And I think it's so special. I think one of the most important ones I've ever done is the one that it makes the hair stand at the back of my neck, is one done with Gerardy Coman out and he's in front of his home.
Yes.
In Limona. And every time I look at that, and it's on our front page as well, yeah, it just sends shivers through me. Because, I mean, there's a synapse between a generation that's gone and a generation that really still is present here with their music. And that's the important thing I think we try and do in the shop.
Absolutely.
You know, we try to advance the musician, but we also want to advance them in the sense that we want to dissipate, or we want to advance their name to a wider world, which is which can be done with this technology now.
And of course, just to go back a tiny bit before we go forward, we'll say, you said you're not an artist or whatever, but I think you have to have this appreciation, depth of knowledge and of the culture, the music and everything about it. As you say, you have that goosebumps up your back watching that clip, because that inherent integrity and appreciation is there for the music. So just going back to there, I suppose, Frances, realizing her dream and opening the shop, and it's a timely to have this chat as well. And next year you'll be 30 years, doing what you're doing in the shop. But just that whole importance of having that, as well as the other people that are involved with you, like Pat O'Connor, the great fiddle player as well from East Clare, he's involved in it, and all the other people. How important is it to have everybody on the same page with that understanding and integrity around the music?
Look, it's awfully important. I mean, the people in the shop, maybe Francis, myself, Paolo, yeah, a lovely Italian immigrant from Northern Italy who came over here just to play music and then decided he wanted to stay. And it was the most obvious thing to do, just employ him here. But it's not really like Pat or Paolo or Maeve or Francis and myself. This isn't employment. This, like, I used to be a teacher. That was employment.
Yes.
When I started here, it's therapy.
Yeah.
And every day I come in here and every day I meet musicians, I learn a lot more. And I suppose my spirit becomes a lot more enhanced by involvement with them. People like yourself too, Cliona, just advance your own cause as well.
Yeah.
No, musicians are very, they're not into advancing themselves, and they're very humble in a way. And I love that humility, and I love that really kind of simplistic feeling of life, or attitude to life. Mm. Like, their life is music, okay? And I suppose they use their music to advance their feelings, okay, to express themselves. And that's what I really appreciate about meeting musicians.
Yeah.
And, you know, I suppose when you think of the generations gone and poor Joe Burke, who has just sadly kind of left us, you know, you really feel thrilled that you've been exposed to people like this. And the exposure to those people has enhanced you as a person. And that's what makes this not a job, but a therapy session every day I walk in.
How beautifully you've said that, John. Feeling emotional listening to you, because it's the truth, and you're right about it. And you know, on that note about musicians, and I suppose that how humble they are, and over and over again we see musicians doing so many things for charity, and we have some on a little later, or for very good causes, and giving so much. I suppose on that note, you know, how have you experienced the last year in the shop? How much has it affected you in the shop, or your interactions with musicians? Or,
well, I suppose the interactions with musicians now have finished more or less for the last year. Mm-hmm. We're kind of lucky in a sense that, you know, we have an online presence maybe for the last 20 years, mm-hmm, and you know, we're not totally destitute in a bank sense.
Yeah.
The online thing still sells. It still ticks away nicely. There's a lovely little flow to it, and I suppose because of that, we, I suppose, musicians, in an indirect way too, we're still ordering. You know, stuff goes out. We have to replenish stocks, and we get in touch with musicians and pay them. So it's ticking away in a nice, easy sense. Okay, but like, it's a kind of a shop that needs, like any other shop, it needs the spirit, and the spirit of the people who walk in. into the shop.
Absolutely, and that's absolutely what makes it. And you know, speaking about that, you know, it's ticking away, and you're restocking and things like that. John, what's your feeling on, you know, the changing landscape, I suppose, between CD and hard copy CDs, and then the digital world? Is there still the same demand for the CD?
I think that in traditional music, it tends to buck the trend that a lot of people involved in traditional music and who love it all over the world really appreciate the snail mail, and they appreciate the presentation or the arrival of a CD from Custies or wherever.
Yeah.
And I suppose for them, it's more than just, it's not ephemeral. It's something they have to have concrete in their hand. Yes. They want to read the notes. They want to, I suppose they want to witness the expression of the musician in music or in the words as well. So it's a lot like that. But I suppose you have to be cognizant too of the fact that times are changing. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it came across to me some years back when we get people from all over the world coming to festivals here, and their first port of call after the airport is the shop. Okay. Yes. And what I've noticed over the last couple of years is people who would buy volumes of stuff before, they say, Jesus, John, we got a car out now. And do you know what it doesn't have? It doesn't have a CD player.
That's right.
And that was affecting kind of sales in a sense,
that's,
you know,
right,
the arrival of people who want to play music as they travel.
Yes.
Because I find myself a lot of music when I'm in the car.
Yes.
So I suppose it sat with me and sat with me heavily for a while. Mm. And then over a period of time, and maybe some great chats with Michael Queeley, who was well clued into this technology, mm, I decided maybe during this kind of time now with loads of free time to actually get these digital sales up,
right,
on the website. And I think to date we have about 50. And again, it's an expression I really want to express my thanks to musicians who trust in me to put this stuff up, okay? And hopefully as time goes on, it'll tick away and it'll sell, and that'll be another little avenue of income for ourselves and for musicians.
And you, I know, because I was talking to you a couple of months about this, what's really great about this project that you're doing at the moment with what's going on is that you're also, I suppose, getting some old, more archival, maybe East Clare music and other musics as well. But I know you were kind of focusing around there to start with, but maybe where the CDs are no longer in print or not accessible, you have managed to get, I suppose, with permissions from different people, some recordings that are now, of course, the silver lining is becoming available digitally.
Yeah, well, I suppose that's another advantage. And, you know, again, when I'm sitting here, when I'm uploading all this stuff, I had a lovely occasion to listen to the CD that Breida Mac did in Cnut na Gaoithe, you know, the Tulla music. And I was just listening. I put up a little listening piece.
Just one second now. Sorry, I think there's a slight interruption, John. Yeah.
Listening piece.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Joe. It was I think it was Tim Maloney interviewing Joe Bann and Bill Maley. And, you know, I was transferred back in time. And I was listening to these gods of music out in East Clare.
Yeah.
And it's just like there's a lovely synapse or a kind of connection. We'll call that the musical kind of thread that connects people like Bill Maley and Joe Bann,
yes,
to people like myself,
yeah,
or anyone else who cares to listen to it. They're just amazing people. And you'd hear of these people all the time. Pat, my brother, would have known their music a lot. Mary McNamara, I suppose, out there, Andrew.
Yeah.
But when you listen to them, actually, you just feel as if they're right there,
yeah,
beside you in a seat. And it's such a pleasure, okay, that you can get this kind of connection between the generations that are gone and ourselves now who are lucky enough to be on this lovely earth, okay? But it's a nice feeling. And I suppose when you do get physical copies diminishing and just finished,
yeah,
it's good to have it here, even as an archival kind of a thing.
Absolutely.
Because that music will always persist in that format.
It's fantastic, and it's fantastic to have it in our own county, in Custies as well. It's really, really special to have it. And as you say, for the future generations coming on later, who are, I suppose, listening to a lot of the music now digitally, I guess, as well.
Yeah, I suppose it's something like... I'm a really happy kind of Luddite or even a troglodyte. I love my cave. But I suppose when you're in business and when you see people, when it's presented here in front of you, you have to react.
Yes.
And if you want to I suppose, remain in business and you want to remain some way, I suppose you have to be conscious of what's happening with trends. Okay, and this is a trend that we have to embrace, and I suppose we have done it, and I hope it works.
Which is fantastic, but is this, I suppose, the very same for the musicians as well in the past 12 months and probably for the next 12, is that what are you faced with? Learning all the technology stuff, trying to put stuff online, or are live events going to come back or not? And, you know, everything, I suppose, it's facing everybody really within the industry, and everybody's going to have to, I suppose, change even temporarily for a stage, or upscale and learn new things.
Yeah, I had a lovely visit from physical distance in the shop yesterday by Enda Scahill. Enda, his brother Fergal, who's actually billeted there. He's Corrafui in East Clare at the moment. Yes. And I was asking him how things go, and things must be really rough with you. Now, these are a big band, like we banjo three or four, but we banjo three traversed the four corners of America. They're really big in America. Yes. And I was saying, geez, that could be driving you demented, that you're actually not on the move. Yeah. And he was saying over the last while they've had online concerts. And the good thing about Americans over there, seemingly, they sold 500 tickets to an online event, which is unheard of.
Yes, that's right.
So, I mean, I suppose like that, it's great to hear a good story.
It is.
Especially. No, because people have been so, I suppose, you've been so restricted by what you can do.
Absolutely.
And not even in an earning sense, it's in an expressing sense. And that's what musicians do. They express themselves through their music. So it's good to have that avenue. And it's very important, I suppose, that they embrace that as well.
Absolutely. And just yourself, John, you know, who has been involved, I suppose, as the front man there in the shop. And I know Pat does all the fiddle repairs there as well. But just your own, like, is there one or two highlights in the last 30 years that have really stood out for yourself in the shop, whether it was a conversation or an experience with somebody coming in or... or video recording, or
there's lots of them. But the thing that really stands out in my mind is someone like Gerry Command. Gerry Command was an amazing friend of ours, and he was a lovely character. And himself and Nora, the wife, just lived in total bliss.
Yes.
But I remember one time after he was come into the shop, and Nora would go away doing the shopping, and Gerry would sit down, and he'd hold court there and sit down. Next minute, Joe Ryan would arrive in. So you'd have a lovely session, an organic session happening with Joe Ryan and Gerry Command talking just historically about stuff and having a ball of time. And everybody who'd come in, they'd be totally entranced by the simplicity of what presented itself to them. But another little story I love about Gerry is after he'd finished that, he'd amble away back to his car. He had a lime green Fiesta car.
Yeah.
And I remember one time heading uptown by the Friary Carpet going the back way. And what did I see? Nora and himself sitting in their lime green Fiesta car, eating or sharing a bag of potatoes, listening to the radio. And they're the kind of small little that blow me away.
But you're absolutely, you hit the nail on the head. I was this morning just reading some of the notes on Joe Burke's album, Exchanges, and where they met. And I was talking to Seamus Bugler a little earlier, and I was saying, they were the good days, and maybe we didn't even realise it at the time. It's all the simple things and the sharing, isn't it, John?
Yeah, I think it is. And I suppose when the whole rug has been pulled from people, you'd like to think that people will go back in time and look at how simple life used to be and how important it is to have that modicum of simplicity in our lives. And I hope when things do open up again, and it will hopefully shortly, I hope that simplicity becomes inherent in people and they retain it and appreciate it.
Well, we're all looking forward to being able to walk in the door. First of all, walk up O'Connell Street, listening to whatever track you have on for us, and then bracing the doors of Custies again, hopefully very soon. But in the meantime, John, people can still purchase merchandise from you as well as the digital downloads as well, can they, online?
Oh, yeah, like the physical there on www.custiesmusic.com.
Perfect.
You know, as I say, the website that's been in operation for the last 20 years. And it's very successful in a small sense. And look, it's as much success as we want.
Isn't that fantastic? It's really, really great. John, I'd like to thank you for just giving us only a tiny glimpse of what it's like to walk in the doors of Custies. Loads of us, thank God, are very familiar with it, and it's always a treasure. And I still picture you every time walking in the door, hello, Cliona, and sitting down at the chair and folding your arms. So I always know we to give lots of time, and it's always such a pleasure. And John, thank you so much.
There's a lot
so
of good quality listening when Cliona Donnellan comes in. And listen, just before you finish, I'm just thinking of Joe Burke, and I was up with him collecting books little after Christmas. I didn't meet him, he was asleep. But I'm thinking of the Fiddler of Dooney, and when we come at the end of time to Peter sitting in state, he will smile on the three old spirits, call me first to the gate. For the good are always the merry, save by an evil chance, and the merry love the accordion, and the merry love to dance. Sorry about that abomination of the Fiddler of Dooney, but the accordion of Dooney
today. Absolutely. And on that note, John, thank you so much for joining us today on The Morning Dew.
Thanks, Lee. Very, very thrilled you asked me, okay?
Delighted. Thanks very much, John. Take care for now.
Bye-bye, Sloan.
Bye-bye.